We are learning Masechta Ksuvos Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. V'chein shnei anoshim. We have two men who walk in. Ze oimer koyin ani. One guy says, I'm a koyin. Ze oimer koyin ani. They're both being made on themselves that they're a koyin. Ein in nemonim. They're not nemon on themselves to say that they are kahanim. V'zman shem yidim ze ezeh. If they are saying edis on each other, then the halach is harei elu nemonim. Eidach, according to this Tana, holds this Tana holds that an Eid Echad is nemon to say that the other person is a Kayin, even though it's only an Eid Echad. It's enough to give him Truma. It's Geboit, probably on the Halach of Eid Echad nemon be Isurim. Truma is Isurim. And since he's saying this guy is a Kayin, so therefore he's nemon to say that he's a Kayin and he can eat Truma. Rav Yehuda Eimer Ein Malon Kayin Kuna Pid Echad. You cannot make him into a Kayin. He cannot eat Truma Pid Eid Echad. He argues, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly why he argues. Omer Rav Elaza, Imesai Mokam Shiash Eirim. Rav Elazar says, similar to Nakama, he says, when is Eidach not Nemon? When there's Eirim. Or if there's no Eirim, there's no one who is spreading rumors, no one who is arguing, no one who is contradicting this Eid, then the halacha is, it is Ma'alim Kuna Pi Eidachad. And Rashi here explains that the machlek is Tanakama, and this Tana is, if Cheshinon Legoimlim, which means, it's, according to Tanakama, even if there's two guys, each of them say Eidus about each other, we think maybe they planned this together, and it's called Goimlim. We're not Choshish for that. So Mary Rav Elazar is Choshish for that. That's how Rashi speaks. Maybe that's Machloikis. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Rav Shimon Ben Askan, Ma'alon Kuna Peyadecha. You are Ma'alon Kuna Peyadecha, and the Gemara will explain what's the difference between this Mandiyama and the other Mandiyama. So we have over here Be'ikr, that there's a Machloikis, if Eidachad is Nemon to say that a person is a Kayin, in order that he should eat Truma. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara beginning is going to go back to a different discussion before we come back to our Mishnah. We had so far in our Perek four cases of Pesha Asa Pesha Hita. The first case was in the first Mishnah, a case where someone says to someone else that the property I am on was your father's and I bought it from him. Since he's the one who brought it up, it's Pesha Asa Pesha Hita. The second Mishnah talked about a case where there was Edim who signed an Ashtar and two Edim say that's our signature but we were Anusim. That's also a case of Pesha Asa. The third case was a case of Eishes Ish, where someone says, I am an Eishes Ish, but I'm a Grusha. So you never know it's Pesha Asa, Pesha Hita. And the fourth case was a case of Nishpesi, where she says she was captured. She says, I was captured by Amtahiri. There was four cases of Pesha Asa. And the first question is, Kol Hani Lomli, why in the world do you need four cases to tell us the halacha of Pesha Asa, Pesha Hita? We got the idea. We know the halacha. What do you need four examples? They're all important, they all have a tzarech. The Itana, he said the first case of Moedir Vishua by a field, that you have a Pesha Asa Pesha Hita when you say that my property belongs to your father. There, obviously, if he's bringing it up, he always bringing it up is because he really bought it. And therefore, it's definitely saying the truth. Ava Edim, the Lekka Dara Demaina, there's no money to lose, so we're worried when the Edim start off saying it's their signature, they plan on saying, this is my signature, and it's not really a Pesha Asa. Then they change, you know what, I'll say I'm Anusim Ninu. But it's not a Raya, that they brought it up, is a Raya that it must be saying the truth, why else would they bring it up? Because by Edim, maybe it's not their money, so why shouldn't they bring it up? It's really their signature. So there, it's not the same Raya. So you say, Ava Edim Lekka Dara Demaina, and Maloy, it's not a Raya. If it's an Edim, we would believe him say Anusim in him, because on the other hand, they're not Negev Bedava, so why shouldn't they be believed to say they're Anusim? But the case of the field with the Nafshay, it's his own field, he's in Negev Bedava, Eimer Loi wouldn't be Neman. So that's why the first two cases are important. Those two cases are Mamim. By Mamim, we could say Pesha also works. We're on top of Dav Chavdala Ma'al already. So this behind the entire Tumshun Demayna, that's Mamun. Ava Eishes Ish, the Yisurah, Eishes, which is Isser, which is Shalom Issei, Malo is no Namon as a Pesha Asa Pesha Hita. So that's what says the case of Eishes. The question is, why is it a fourth case? Nishpesi, V'tahira, Ani Lomali, why do you need that case? That's a more cooler case of Shavuya, which is not even for sure that she was Mazana. So there, then whatever, she was someone's Ma'anasir, it's not for sure. So there for sure, there's Namon to have a Pesha Asa. So what's the Chiddush, the Lomali? So Gemara says from Gubayla Misni Seifa wants to say it says in the Seifa that Mishnah if Mishnah Nisas Bo Edim if after she gets married to a Kayin Edim come Harez Loi Seitzei Loi Seitzei that Chiddush that's where you brought down say that Chiddush but the problem is like this Honich Lamad Yamad Masla Seifa that's good if Lamad Yamad holds that line is going Dafka on the Seifa on Shavuya Elamad Masla Reisha but Lamad Yamad says that's going even on the Reisha by Ishus Ish if Edim come after she gets married the halacha is that she could stay married. Samayik Lameimar, what are you going to say then? Because the Kavachayimah by Nishbasi, you have that din, that if Edom come after get married, that's still mutter. So then what is the point of bringing the fourth case, Mayik Lameimar? And for the Gemara, we want to say the next Mishnah. It says the Aloch of Shtei Noshim Shnishbu, that there, that if you say on yourself, it's not an Edis, but if you say Edis on your friend, it is Edis. And the Chiddush is that what? So Mara says, "Stay now, Shem Nishnishbu Lamali." Maybe you choshish that maybe these two ladies are walking in and saying the other one is Tahira. Maybe they have a plan. They can each stick up for the other one, and that way they'll say the Tahira. It's really not true. So maybe choshish for Gremlin. Kamash v'lon, you're not choshish for Gremlin. Why takanat? So the Tosfos Rid printed on the Chof Gimel Beis on that Mishnah says like this. Was manch, I'm reading you a lotion of Tosfos Rid. Was manch be idai zu azu, shkol echre meres, and even chavit tahira, harel and emonis. De vishvuya kilu, veheminuba, afilu erechon, afilu isha, veloichashin le gaimlim. Part of vishvuya kilu was that you can have erechon, you can have isha, and you're not choshev gaimlim. Kamash von the choshev gaimlim. So Mara asks, v'chein shnei anoshim lomali, what's the chiddush of the case of shnei anoshim that they were saying they're not naming for themselves, they're naming on a friend? And our answer is that the chiddush is the machlokes. When the gvoil missed him, mekuk the Rav Yehuda Rabbanim. One said machlokes of Rav Yehuda Rabbanim. So that's all the tzrichuses of all the mishnayos in our parak so far. Zok the Gemara vayta. Tam Rabbanim. Going now, we're going to go and concentrate now, focus on the machlokes in our mishnah between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanim. And we're going to bring down a brisa that brings down this machlokes Rav Yehuda Rabbanim in more detail. Tam Rabbanim. Ani koyin vechaveri koyin. A guy walks in and says, I am a koyin and my friends are koyin. Nemo lachilo chuma. Your neman that your friend now can eat truma, your neman for your friend, even though it's erechot, because erech neman be surim. Ve'ena neman la'asiya isha. Actually, you're not neman that he can marry a isha, you're not neman to have a yichus, because my loss of yuchsin, we're not going to assume now that he is a kosher, a koyin, like have a yichus, and a kosher, a person, like have a yichus. That we're not going to do already. We don't trust him for that. Actually, you gimel. Until they are a three, which means another person is mitzaref with him. Shnayim yidim azeh, shnayim yidim azeh. There's a third person here who from Ma'alma, and he and this aid will be made on that guy. Rav Yehuda Oimer, Af Einanem Lachilav Chuma. Eidechad, even not Neman to Michael Chuma. Achi Ushloisha. Until there are three, Shtaim Yidam Azev, Shtaim Yidam Azev. So the Gemara says, Lemaimra, what's Rav Yehuda? You're not Neman Lachilav Chuma. Eidech Nem Bisurim. Lemaimra, the Rav Yehuda Chayesh Legaimlim. Rabbanon Lechayesh Legaimlim. Rav Yehuda's Chayesh is that they're each talking for each other. So let's analyze this right now. We're talking that Rav Yehuda says Chayesh Legoimlim. So the question is, if Rav Yehuda is Chayesh Legoimlim, so then if you have an Erecha, really is Neman, of course, Rav Yehuda. Just here, they look like they're talking for each other. So all you need is a third person, Mi Alma, to say Eidah. So why does it say you need a third person and Shnayim Yidim Azeh, Shnayim Yidim Azeh? So what, asking you a Kasha. Why does it say here, Shnayim Yidim Azeh, Shnayim Yidim Azeh? So the Rishash and the Radal both speak out that here, when it says Achi Yishloisha, it means there's three single people who are being made on themselves and on their friend. So it turns out every person has two Eidus being made for them, two Eidus. But they're all three Chayesh V'Gaimlim. That's why one's not enough. But when it's two, it's no Chayesh V'Gaimlim. Even if they're all talking for each other, once it's two Eidim, not Chayesh V'Gaimlim. That's the Chiddush of this case, that when it's two Eidim, one Chayesh V'Gaimlim. So that would be the Gersa, they even say the Gersa is Achi Yishloisha, Shnayim Yidim Azeh, Shnayim Yidim Azeh, Shnayim Yidim Azeh. Just the Rishash says, you know, we're not going to mention every single word, but that's what is going on. I'll read you the Lashon of the Rishash. The Rishash says, like this, on the Chavdal and Aleph, he says, Nearly, the Abraisa Kotzra Maloimer Pam Gimel, Kikain Dera Chazal, Vakam Makoimus, Koshav, the Erev and Vivamus. Akaponim. So right now, Pshat Rav Yehuda, why one eid is not neman, not because he holds eid is not neman for chuma. About that eid is neman for chuma, but chayish legaimlim. So Freit the Gemara Kasha comes out for us that Rav Yehuda is chayish legaimlim, but not. But ibcha shemiyelu, we have a mishnah that says punk vaker. The time we looked at the mishnah, hachamorim shenichnosu leir. You have these peddlers who are selling tvua. They come into the city and they're amaratzim. Amaratzim are not neman to say that their produce is gemaisit properly. So they came to the ear. One says, Shali is chadosh, mine is new, v'shachaver yashin. My friend is old. Shali in a mesukin, mine is not gemaizit, v'shachaver mesukin. My friend's mesukin. He's trying to push everyone to buy from his friend. Rashi explains that there's a milo of yashin. There's a milo of older tevuah. Why?
Rashi says, "Mesvecha shachaveru mezalzal shaloi. Shaloi ena meusur shachaveru meusur, and shalichas ve'ne yavich. It's not dry yet. A dying called tzarkoi. But shachaveru yoshon ve'yavich called tzarkoi. Stam yoshon toiv menachados." Rashi says, "Beis agerin." Now the question is, why don't we learn? Maybe it means chados and yoshon regarding, you know, the Omer, that type of chadosh and yashon. He's saying shlis chadosh and you're not allowed to eat it. The chaver is yashon. They allowed to eat. So Taisus points out you can't say that because the Gemara says something about demaya kilu. It's in the Gemara that there we're not talking about. We're talking about demaya. We're not talking about chadosh and yashon. Taisus says number two is we don't find a maratzma chashud on yashon and chadosh. Therefore, it means here he's possibly saying, by the way, my produce is not so good. His produce is better. And I'll tell you also more. His produce is mesukin. And he's not Naaman. He's not Naaman. Since he's Naaman Oretz, he's not Naaman Amaiser. And also, Cheshish V'Goimlim. Therefore, he's not Naaman. Rehuda Amin Naaman. Who says, you are Naaman. So what do you see from here? Astira. Here, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're Naaman, and you're not Cheshish V'Goimlim. Not Cheshish, they go to the next town, and he'll stick up for this guy. They have a deal. We're not Cheshish V'Goimlim. And the Rabbanan say, you are Cheshish V'Goimlim. And our Mishnah is the opposite. So it's a Kasha. Taka, switch the shitas. Switch one of the shitas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, to make it consistent. Abayam Lelon Tepach. Our Mishnah is accurate. Rabbi Yehuda is Choshev Gremlin. Why over here by Chamorim is he not Choshev Gremlin? But the Mai Akilu. Lelon Tepach, but the Mai Akilu. By the Mai, when we'll make it, Rav Amoritz Masimim, Moth Amoratzim, take off Maises. Therefore, since it's go as a Rav, so you can be Makel, and not Choshev Gremlin over here. So Rav has a question. Good, you should answer this to Rav Yehuda. Yehuda holds of Gremlin. I there the Maya Kilu. What are the Rabbanan? I'm a Rav, the Rav Yehuda, you're the Kasha, the Rabbanan like Kasha. You don't share the Rabbanan. The Chari and Armish, the Rabbanan are not Chosh of Gremlin. And there he is Chosh of Gremlin. So Stira. So the Gemara. So Rav says, no. El Rav Yehuda, like Kasha, like Kedashin, like the answer. That the Maya Kilu. The Rabbanan one also like Kasha. Rabbanan hold here your Chosh of Gremlin for a special reason. Here it's clear that this guy who's praving that his produce is no good, other places he's selling. How do you see that? Rav Chama Okva answered somewhere else, but Shekli Umnus Biyada. You find he has his selling tools with him. Hachinam is Kli Umnus Biyada. Here also talking about a case where you find the guy has his selling tools. Now, if he's, every place he's going, he's saying, my tool is no good and your tool is good, he's not going to sell too much. So obviously, he has all his clean meter, all his measuring on Kalim, all his Kalim he uses for sale. You know, he has cash register, so obviously he's selling. And the way it works is every town they talk for the other one, and therefore he's not Nema. He has more Chosh V'Gremlin. That's the answer to this theory. Where was Rav Chama Okva said? He says answers clear. Umrus Biyada. Where did he say this Tirus? Ahad Tnan. He said on the following Mishnah. It's Mishnah and Tirus. The Mishnah Tirus is like this. Hakadar Sharniach Teroysov. A guy who sells pottery. He makes these pots out of earthenware. He sells earthenware, Kalim. And he left his Kedei Raisav, and he went to get a drink in the bar, or in the Ma'ayar, Ma'ayar Lishtois. He left them where he was. The halacha is, Ha'primiyis Tairais, the inside ones, it was a big, like, area where he put his Kedei Raisav down. So the inside ones are Tairais, and the outside one, the outskirts of this area where he put the Kedei Raisav down, the Chetzainis are Tameis. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Va'atayim Tabraisa, Eilu Ve'ilu Tameis, they're both are Tameis. When you see he has all his things that he wants to, he's planning on selling them, and therefore, since he has those clear umnes, everyone realizes he wants to sell, so everyone comes down to check out his pottery, his earthenware, and everyone touches it, and the word I've always touched it, that's why it's tamay. That's why according to Bryce, are Tomei, why? Because he came with clear umnes, so everyone knows he's selling, and therefore they come look at it, and they get touch it, and becomes Tomei. V'atayim t'abrayis e'el v'el t'ayris, both are tar. Amrachama ukva b'she'en clear umnes v'yod. That's when he has no clear umnes. So clearly he's not coming to sell it, so no one's going to touch it. So the problem is, what's the case of the Mishnah then? V'alod t'nana primeres t'ayris v'chaseris t'meyas. What's the case? Hechem ashkachas la? That he put it down next to the shirabim, the smicho shirabim. He put down his pottery next to the shirabim. And Meshuvah Chafuf is Rabbim, and the Maisa lands up happening is this is so close to Rabbim, people walking by are pushing there and they automatically touch it. And therefore, the outskirts of this area are all going to become Tommy because people in the Begadim, the big day Amara, touch it and they go over the Avir, Vikitzim, because Cheres says Tamim Aviram, it goes into the Avir of these Kalim, and therefore they are Tommy. By Kapanam, that's where he said he saw it of Kli Umnes Biyada. It was by a case of Elu Ve'elu Tmeis. Why? Because he came to sell. And that's by us also, Chosh V'Gremlin. So that's the Rava's Teretz, that by our Mishnah, you're not Chosh V'Gremlin because there is nothing no reason to be Chosh. Mashenki, by the case of the sale, you are Chosh. And Rav is the opposite. Our Mishnah was Chosh, but the case there, the Maya Mekel. Rabbi Yehuda is not shver. Rabbi Yehuda is not choshesh v'goymlin, and that's why he holds by pottery. He holds by, I mean, the chamorim, by the produce. You're neman. I, our Mishnah, he says you're not neman to say eidus that he can eat truma. What's the pshat? You know what the pshat is? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that mylin mitruma liyuchsin. That if you let him eat truma, you're going to start treating him like a full fledged kayin, even like Abba Yuchsin, and that we need to aid him for, and therefore we are not going to let him eat chuma. They're arguing if you're ma'ala mechuma liyuchsin. And Taisa speaks out, there's still a stira rabbana, because rabbana hold, even by truma, there you're not chayshav gaimlim. So why are you chayshav gaimlim by chamarim, where it's less chamar? So you have to say the same terrace, there's clear most of the other, as Taisa speaks out, but we have here, at the end of the day, two pshatim in Rav Yehuda and Mishnah, why you're not neman to be ma'ala mechuma. Either it's gaimlim, or als mailen mitruma liyuchsin. If you let him eat truma, there might be mailen yuchsin and piyad echad. You can't be mailen yuchsin and piyad echad.